Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Paul Zeiss. It is the Paul Zeiss Show. We are moving right along. We've been talking about the Penguins. We've got our good friend Bob Grove on the line. Bob obviously is our Penguins expert and historian. Bob, I know it's October. I know it's a team from the West. But as October games go, this is kind of a big one, right?
No, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun time to have Colorado in town. And you've got two of the three highest-scoring teams in the league right now, Paul, facing off in this game, and some of the most electric talents, you know, in addition to Crosby, you know, a guy like Nathan McKinnon and Nico Rand. And, I mean, this team has been the sort of the darling preseason pick to go to the finals from the Western Conference, and they're not disappointing any of the people who supported that idea.
No, and I think, if, like I said earlier, if you like really skilled hockey, I think you're going to see a lot of it tonight, right?
Right. And, hey, look, just absolutely you're going to see it. And go back to the games these two teams played last year. Two games that each one produced 9 goals, a 6-3 win in Denver for the Avs and a 6-3 win for the Penguins at home. And in both games, we had natural hat tricks. Sid had one in Denver. Hornquist had one, which was the fastest hat trick in Penguins history in the second game. And so you had bunches of goals being scored by both teams in this series. And I'm not sure I'd want to be a goalie in tonight's game.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said tonight might not produce a lot of goals, but I do feel like it's going to produce a lot of really good scoring opportunities.
Yeah, and, you know, it will. But here's the thing. I mean, this is what the Penguins are coming into this game talking about eliminating, right? This is where the way they're playing. They're being responsible. They're being smart. They're not trying to take and make a lot of high-risk plays. That's precisely what they probably want to do, especially against the McKinnon line tonight. So we'll see if they can keep that in place.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. They've played a little different style. You know, they've been a little bit more responsible and things of the such. But one of the things we've seen about this Penguins team, and I know the group is, you know, the core group is changing a little bit every single year, and so it probably isn't the same group that we saw 2 or 3 years ago. But it's still, they seem to, when they play against a team like Colorado that's got skilled guys, they seem to, like, get caught up in that kind of game, don't they?
They do, and probably and they do. And the guy who really gets caught up in it, you know, is Evgeny Malkin. So since he's not there right now, that might benefit the Penguins, and they might try to keep it a little bit closer. But, hey, you know how it works, though, Paul. You get behind these guys. And all of a sudden, you know, you're probably saying to yourself, well, I can't maybe play this game exactly the way we envisioned playing it going forward. And just to give you a look at how quickly they can score, you know, they had an afternoon game Monday in Washington for Columbus Day, and the first three shots that Colorado took got by Braden Holtby for a 3-0 lead. He got yanked, and two shots later it was 4-0. That's what they can do to really any team, and they've got some nice scoring depth, some secondary scoring, a bunch of guys they added this season in the off season. So if you get behind, that'll be the challenge for the Penguins, to stay patient and continue to try to play their game.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. You know, you if you can be patient and you can actually play your game, then you're probably going to get some opportunities to score. And, you know, if maybe win a lower scoring game, then you know, I don't know that the Penguins really want to get into a shootout tonight. Do you?
No, they don't. They absolutely don't want to do that. But isn't that kind of I agree with you, but also think about this. Isn't that a kind of a weird thing to say about a team that's, like, routinely scoring 7 goals a game, including the last couple?
Right.
So, yeah. So, I mean, what they've done, if you think about it, it verifies what hockey coaches say all the time. You know, support the puck, be smart, work hard, and your opportunities will come. And that's what's happened. Now, yeah, I mean, one of the 7-goal games was against the Minnesota team that's not very good. But still, the same thing applies, and I'm sure that, Mike Sullivan is preaching that to his team. Is look, you know, we know you want to score goals. You'll get your chances. Just continue to play the right way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You look at this team, and I think one of the things that you keep hearing about is energy, right? You keep hearing about these younger guys are coming up and brought some energy and this and that and the other thing. It's kind of interesting. It reminds me of a few years ago. Do you remember when they brought up a bunch of guys from Wilkes-Barre and they sort of changed the team because they brought some energy and youthful exuberance?
No, absolutely. You know, you think about that first cup, you know, Rust and Sherry and those guys, and, you know, then Gensel for the second one. And, yeah, absolutely. This is what happens with teams when they get young players come up playing with a lot of enthusiasm. And of course, they have to have the right mental attitude themselves. They can't come up and be in awe of everything and be nervous. And there's going to be some of that the first night, obviously. But that's what they're getting right now. I mean, from Lafferty and Marino are obviously, you know, the prime examples of that. But, you know, even Adam Johnson, even Blandese, they're having the time of their lives just going out and playing the game, you know, and being responsible and smart about it, but just going out and playing. And, yeah, it absolutely has an effect on the other guys. And, you know, first they love the fact that especially Sidney Crosby's line now, you know, right now isn't and doesn't have to carry the team. I mean, Sid's line is still the Penguins' best every single night, so I should – you know, qualify that they're not carrying the team, but that's still their best team, but best line. But it's not like the Penguins right now with Malkin out, and you know, with all the injuries they have, are saying, well, if your line doesn't get it done, we don't have a chance. Because actually, the opposite has happened, and everybody's pitching in, especially these young guys, and it does bring an energy to the team you don't see in other situations.
No, it absolutely. Bob, do you like all these games against Western teams early like this?
Yeah, actually I do. I love watching the Western Conference teams play anyways. So I have no pride, and it's really something this is not unusual at all for the Penguins. If you go back and look, you know, they've already had John Gibson come in. That's not unusual for the Ducks to come in here in October, and Penguins have played Colorado at this time, and they've got this whole string of games against a bunch of seven in a row against Western Conference. That's a little unusual, but I think it actually benefits the Penguins, number one, because of the way they're playing right now. They can have success against some really good teams. You got Vegas coming in, you know, later this week, and I think that's a team that's going to the Western Conference Final for me, for sure. Vegas is one of the best teams going, and Colorado is very right there with them. So you're getting two of the best. So it's good for the Penguins in the sense that they've got good competition coming in, but they're playing well, and this also gives them time when they get the big, big games and then stretches of games where they're playing a lot of division opponents are going to come later when ostensibly they won't have four or five guys out of the lineup and they'll be a little healthier.
You know, Bob, I appreciate you taking some time. Great stuff as always, and I think I'm just with you. I think this is going to be a great game. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and one thing I will add before I go, and thanks for having me, is don't forget Nazem Kadri and Sidney Crosby don't always get along when they're on the ice, so there's a matchup to keep an eye on tonight.
Well, that'll be part of the entertainment, won't it?
It will.
All right, thanks, Bob. That's Bob.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.